Welcome to GSA 101, brought to you by Elevate GSA, where we turn GovSpeak into a language you speak. My name is Hannah Stress, and I have Colin Hartzell here with me today, and we're going to be talking broadly about what a GSA contract is.
So, starting from the top, the General Services Administration, or GSA, is an agency of the federal government. Their primary job is managing and supporting the basic functions of other federal agencies by facilitating the Federal Acquisition Service, or FAS, that connects commercial vendors and supplies and services to the federal agencies that need them. So when people talk about getting a GSA schedule, what they actually mean is that they're signing up to be a part of the Federal Acquisition Service.
As most of you already know, signing up for this process is extremely lengthy. It asks a lot of the vendor. So we're not going to go into all the steps right now, but we're going to cover some of the major bases. So first of all, GSA wants you to sell your products and services to them at a lower rate than you sell them to absolutely anybody else. They want your lowest pricing, lower than you give to your best customer on your best day. So when you sign up for a GSA contract, part of what you're signing up for states that your pricing will be your price floor, and you cannot legally sell to anyone else for as low as you sell to GSA.
That's very important to keep in mind, especially people with a lot of salesmen, a lot of dealers that are offering different kinds of discounts. Everyone needs to be on the team and know that
exactly.
That is the lowest price.
Make sure everyone has that GSA pricing established and in their heads when they're making those deals.
Right. And then once you've gotten your GSA contract, you're all awarded, you then need to meet certain sales goals. So in the first 2 years, you have to get $25,000 in sales done through your GSA contract. If you fail to meet this requirement, your contract can be canceled, even after all that work. So you can show your efforts to your contracting officer and get an extension to make the sales, but that's not a great thing to bank on. Searching for and pursuing opportunities vigilantly is the best way to secure some sales. So in those first 2 years, remember, you'll have to hit $25,000 in sales annually after those 2 years.
Right. So initially you get 2 years to hit $25,000. And then every year after that, it's $25,000 per year. So to hit those sales goals, make sure to browse eBuy often. And for those of you who don't know, eBuy is just GSA's website specifically for GSA's contractors that displays current RFPs. Assign someone on your team to check daily or at least a few times a week to see what RFPs are available and which ones your company may be able to fulfill.
Yeah, it definitely pays to be vigilant in GSA in general, but definitely pursuing those contracts, finding new opportunities for your company.
For sure.
It's really easy to let that fall by the wayside, and you could be missing out on some pretty serious income.
Yeah, you got to put in the work to make GSA work for you.
Exactly. It pays to be vigilant in the GSA realm in general, that's for sure. So your GSA contract could last for up to 20 years if you continue to hit all those requirements. Your first contract period is 5 years long, and you have 3 additional option periods that you can opt in for, each for 5 more years, getting you up to that total of 20. At the end of each 5-year period, your contract will be reviewed and either approved for the next option period or canceled. So it's really important to keep all your documentation from your contract award so your CO can request these documents at any time in the life of the contract, but especially during that contract extension period.
Yes. So please, for the love of all that is good in the world, keep those files in a safe and readily accessible place. This is absolutely paramount to operating a successful GSA contract. Much of that information that you established at the time of your contract award is going to carry with you through the life of your contract, and you may need to reference it several times throughout the life of your contract. So please keep track of it.
We have definitely seen some contractors get into hot water by misplacing these documents. So just be aware, keep a copy, save it, don't let it live on one person's computer, find a nice archive where anybody can access it. Because throughout the life of your contract, you may need to add or delete products and services, increase or decrease your pricing, adjust the method by which you change your rates. But the catch is, you have to formally do that. And the process of modifying your contract involves building and changing from the foundational documents that you've established. So we'll cover in a future episode how to do that, but you can't just sell anything to a GSA customer. Anything that's on your contract is what you can sell to a GSA customer. They have to be able to point to a contract line item that you've formally established before you can actually make the transaction.
Right. Owning a GSA schedule is just not easy. It's a lot to manage. Adjusting your contract can be cumbersome. It's a lot to keep track of. Most vendors opt to using a third party to manage their schedules or someone internal to the company. Have them learn the in and outs of GSA and manage it. Either way is fine. Just be prepared and keep those documents.
Absolutely. It's a little tough to succinctly and quickly explain all the various facets of GSA because it is a heavily administrative, bureaucratic process, but we hope this episode helped you guys out. Don't forget to check out the show notes for some important links and information. If you have any other questions or requests for a topic for us to cover in a future episode, please feel free to reach out to us at podcast@elevategsa.com.
Thanks for listening.